The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs crafty and crueler stuff.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on.
Hey, Broncos country. This is George Payton, and I'm excited to be the general manager of the Denver Broncos. With your great fan base and winning tradition, me and my family are fired up to join the Denver community. Look forward to getting to work and seeing you soon. Thank you.
There he is. The new general manager, and I think the hire has been very well received. I liked it. You know, going into this, I had two prerequisites. I wanted somebody from outside the organization and somebody who had prior experience. But that wasn't...
Did you consider failure experience?
It didn't have to be. He didn't have... You know, the new general manager did not have to be a former GM. And this guy... With his experience and how much time he spent as the right-hand guy in Minnesota, you know, I think he's about as qualified as you're going to get for somebody who hasn't yet been a general manager. I thought it was a good hire. I thought it was a good, good, solid hire.
I agree. I think that, and again, I don't know George Payton. I know Rick Spielman well. And, you know, and I believe in the kind of, the way they have built their organization. Now, you know, you get plenty of people say, how many Super Bowls have they won? Well, I mean, you know, we're in this 5-11 abyss that we've been in, you know, this 6-10, you know, I mean, that's where the Broncos are. So, I mean, I look at it like, hey man, you give us a chance to get to the playoffs and you rectify kind of what's going on here. That's a great start. But you know, you get the critics. Oh, well, you know, how many Super Bowls have they won? Was he there when they let the clock expire? And, I think Jacksonville jumped over top of him. You know, remember that in the draft? So there is always going to be some things, some bad with the good. There's always going to be some bad picks. There's always going to be some bad free agent signings. That's the nature of the business. But the bottom line to me is, do you have a philosophy? Do you have an identity? Do you know what you want to be? If you have that, you're already ahead of the game from where the Broncos have been the last 3-4 years. They changed their identity or what they're doing, their game plan, like, you know, you change your underpants.
We'll have Brian Billick from the NFL Network join us here in about 12 minutes, get his thoughts on the George Payton hire. Next on the Morning Brew.
To me, we just kind of worked right from the start, not ready to go, lazy habits, hoping it was going to be easier than what it was. And, you know, it showed. You know, I don't know what the shots were in the first. I think it was 18-5. And just kind of worked all over the ice.
Jared Bednar's Avalanche, the Avs Stanley Cup Express lurching out of the gate as they lose 4-1 in the season home opener against St. Louis. Rough night for the Avs' new second line of Gabe Landeskog, Nazem Kadri, and Brandon Saad. They were on the ice for the first three Blues goals, all at even strength. So, rough night. Just flush it away as one bad night, or any reason to be concerned?
Well, I mean, it's the first game. And the only concerning part is, you know, what Jared Bednar said. You came out, you got out work, you weren't ready. It's like, hey, Joe Sackett said it's, you know, it's Stanley Cup or bust if you're not ready to go. I mean, sometimes that can be a bit of a wake-up call. But, yeah, that's it, disappointing to come out of the first game and not have energy. Come out and get out-skated. Come out and get, you know, out-tough. Come out and get outplayed. Like, that part is always, that's a bummer. And I've been there. Hell, I've been on a team, but, you know, we weren't flat for whatever reason. Most of the time when you're flat, it's because the other team's just whipping your ass. That's why you're flat. You know what I mean? So, but I've been there. I mean, and all you can do is respond to it now. It's one game. Again, it's the start of the season. Just a disappointing start to the season.
Yeah, fair enough. The next on the Morning Brew.
I love this city. I literally, you know, done everything that I can. You know, I mean, this situation is crazy. You know, it's something that I don't think can be fixed. So, yeah, thanks.
Well, James Harden got his wish. He's out of Houston. He's going to Brooklyn.
See you later.
In a mega deal that came down yesterday, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Kevin Durant, all on the same team. I know that ESPN is absolutely just, well, just, I can't use that word. They're over the moon.
Yes.
About this move and what it means. I think it's going to be a disaster. I mean, Kyrie Irving is just a, I mean, there's no other way to put it. He's a sports cancer. I mean, it's gotten so bad that Stephen A. Smith came out yesterday and said he should retire. Everywhere he goes, there's drama. And you're telling me, you know, there's already reports that he's unhappy with Kevin Durant and they're not getting along. And now you're going to bring in James Harden. Is the shot clock going to be expanded to 48 seconds? Because you're going to need that amount of time for how much those two want to have the ball and just pound it into the court.
Well,
it's going to be a disaster, but it's going to be a blast to watch.
Kyrie is going to fix everything with some burning of the incense.
That's right.
So that's going to help. I saw something on the internet this morning as I was just kind of perusing and getting ready for the show. It said, pray for Steve Nash. I was like, what happened to Steve Nash? And I was like, oh, that's right. He's going to deal with those knuckleheads. So, hey, good luck. We're all counting on you. Yep. Hope it works out.
Yep.
By the way, how bad is the NBA that you can just whine like a little girl? Get yourself, get your way. That's probably an inappropriate thing to say nowadays, right?
How about just whine like a baby?
Whine like a baby. Yeah, you're going to whine like a little baby. Yeah. I apologize to all little girls. You guys are awesome. I've got a bunch of granddaughters.
Yeah, you got little girls all over the place.
I know. Got a little boy, too, now. Little grandson. It's awesome. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, how I feel about the little girls.
Oh, yeah. I know. I do.
Hi, is that your daughter?
Always the mentor, Mike. Always the mentor.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I have Adam Schefter from ESPN on the line. He heard a rumor.
Oh, great. Tell Schefter to stick his rumor up.
Sonny.
Well, in this case, our man Adam Schefter will join us at 8:05. He's on top of things. The Jaguars and Urban Meyer are in advanced talks to finalize a deal. Take over the Jags. Wow. That's a power move right there.
It is.
That is a power move. I think it's a great move for Jacksonville.
Absolutely.
I think that's a great move.
Absolutely. I mean, it automatically makes them intriguing. It makes them kind of must-see television. It makes them, you know, I mean, what is he going to do? How's he going to coach? How's he going to rebuild the team? What kind of, obviously, Urban Meyer is a great football coach. It'll be very interesting to see how the NFL and players react to Urban Meyer.
I think this guy will get it. I think he you know what? We talk about the idea of the football CEO.
Yes.
Well, that's what it feels like when I watch him go about his business. I guess now the biggest question is, Jacksonville's got the number one pick. He recruited Justin Fields. Is he married to the idea of Justin Fields? And would he pass on Trevor Lawrence? Or does he take Trevor Lawrence? Because if for some reason he's a Fields guy,
right,
and Lawrence is now in play, man, the Jets might end up with Lawrence.
Could you imagine?
Along, after all that whining, crying, God, forget about whining like children and babies, whining like Jets fan. Oh, we won.
Struggling.
Blew it. We're going to lose Trevor.
Yeah. By the way, New York fan. Actually, I don't blame him. I would have been doing the same thing if the Broncos were in the situation.
New York. But if the Broncos were in the situation and they had the inside track on Trevor Lawrence all season long, and then they won a couple of meaningless games, I'd be flipping out. Oh, you'd be like,
no.
You'd be like, it's important to win games, even if it's 2-14 or 1-15 to maintain the.
It's just important.
Culture.
Yeah,
of
to
your
build
organization. Yeah.
That's the same guy over there sitting at that chair right there said, continuity isn't an issue at all for quarterback. Yeah. Come on, D-Mac.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Thank you each and every morning at 6:30.